Formula One Plus One, where we break down the fastest sport on the planet into bite-sized episodes. Whether you're a seasoned fan, fueled by passion, or you've never watched a race in your life and just want to know what all the fuss is about, we welcome you. Get comfortable in your race seat because it's lights out and away we go. To episode 3. Today we'll be discussing the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix, the fourth year of racing at the Jeddah Corniche Circuit. Joining me today is my friend Michaela again.
Hello.
Thanks for joining me again. It really means so much to me.
Thanks for having me.
You got up early on a Saturday to watch the race so that we could record this afternoon. I appreciate it.
Oh no, my pleasure.
Shall we talk about the race?
Yeah, let's get on it.
It is an exciting track, the most turns out of any circuit, 27.
A good mix of Spa and Monaco.
We had a different race winner there, Lewis, Charles, Sergio, and now Max, his first win at the circuit.
Gotta add that to his list.
Yeah, his massive resume, right? It was actually Lewis Hamilton's last race win when this race was in the fall in 2021. So over 2 years ago.
In the next year, the race was almost canceled because of some incidents that was like 10 miles from the circuit.
Oh, right. Yeah, there was missile strikes during free practice one.
Wild. 10 miles. That's pretty close.
Yeah, they could see the smoke from the circuit. They're back.
Carried on. Yeah. And here we are.
So let's talk about the qualies first, I guess.
Okay.
Max Verstappen's never been on the front row here. And so it's his first time being there. He took pole position again. So that's two for two for this season. Carlos Science,
yes.
Appendicitis. He missed media day and pushed through two practices. Strong. Mm-hmm. They are strong people, these drivers.
Yes.
He was in the paddock like 24 hours after surgery, congratulating them. It's so amazing. And with him being out.
And here comes Oliver Behrman, reserve Ferrari driver. They called him to drive an F1 car.
Yeah, they called him the morning of. 2 hours later, he's driving an F1 car. Crazy.
I wonder how that phone call or that email or what.
Considering they had an F2 race this weekend too, and he won pole for that, so he's like ready to race in F2, and then he gets this call,
yes.
And it's okay. Oh, yeah. Never mind your pole, you're doing F1 instead.
That must be pretty exciting. Like, yeah. If he was already in pole and just that excitement.
18 years old, how cool for him.
Let's get into the race. Max Verstappen's 100th podium, Centurion.
He's been on the podium 100 times. Fun fact, Fernando Alonso's 100th podium was this exact race last year. You can imagine how long Fernando's been racing for. So
that's pretty wild. Max Verstappen again speaking to his talent.
It was looking like a grand slam for him until Lewis Hamilton and Lando Norris pitted for soft. I thought he was going to hang on to it. Lewis, once he got it, because he's the one with the fastest lap record there.
I was pretty pleased when Charles got it, though.
Last lap on old ass hard tires.
I knew it was the last lap.
Very last lap.
I knew it was later on,
last lap. His amazing. Tires were what, 43, 44 years laps old?
Oh, wow.
Oh my God.
Cheers to you, Charles.
Oh, yeah, he deserved it. His radio after was like, what was fastest lap? And they're like, you got fastest lap. And he's like, yes.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. Good
let
for
me
you.
Cheer for you, Charles.
Yeah, so yeah. Lewis and Lando did an amazing job defending.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, they're like the very few drivers who stayed out behind that safety car that they didn't come into pit, right?
Yes, there's four of them. So that was Norris, Hamilton, Zoe, and Russell.
He stayed out for 41 laps.
Oh, really?
Before he pit. Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, he's like the last one to pit.
Oh,
I'm
goodness.
Like, holy cow.
But yeah, going back to Norris and Hamilton defending, as much as I have my reservations about Norris, I was still kind of hoping that he could keep it, but without that pit stop, we knew how it was going to turn out.
Yeah, it was crazy because he defended like hell against Leclerc for like how many laps? Because Leclerc pitted in lap 7 behind the safety car, and then Norris didn't come in till 36 or 37.
So much later.
He had old mediums on for a long time, and I think Leclerc overtook him well before the pit, but still, he was able to hold him off for that long. That was
pretty awesome. Yeah. And it looks like Ferrari has a better car than McLaren at this point in the season.
I could see. Yes.
Yeah. So good for Norris.
And then good driving.
Yeah. And then Hamilton too. Like, he kept Piastri off for a very long time too on his old mediums. So
that's very Lewis though, just with his tire management and just his history of driving. He's just really good at knowing how far his tires can go. And
There weren't as many complaints from Leclerc or Hamilton, because I was thinking, you know, with Saudi being hotter than Bahrain was last week, I was wondering what that was going to mean with the overheating issues that both teams were seeing
last
with the engine
time.
And the brakes. Yeah.
Yeah, so. No, I didn't hear any either, other than Gasly's gearbox.
Oh, gee.
But
first lap, hey?
Yeah, like formation lap, he felt the issues, and then
Alpine has these awesome, famous new investors, and they're shitting the bed.
I know, and it's just the start of the season, too, and I'm just kind of worried about them, to be honest
with
you.
Well, they did that massive shakeup, right?
Like, yes.
Really overhauling that garage.
Hopefully
right, we'll see some things, because I was really excited to see the new investors coming in. I was like, ooh, more money, more racing,
yes.
Like more battles, you know.
And these guys are pretty skilled. Gasly has proven what kind of driver he is. He was in Red Bull and AlphaTauri, and so...
And Ocon.
Well, Ocon. Yeah.
He's great. Don't get me wrong, but he's Ocon.
He has a seat for a reason.
Yeah, so, for sure. And he's had a seat for many years for a reason, right? Just Gasly and Ocon being on Alpine specifically, it was the
French team
with two French drivers. Like, oh, man, a lot of weight on their shoulders to really do well. And it just sucks, like bottom of the grid again.
Hopefully, we have 22 more races, so
there's
lots of time, there's lots of room.
We saw McLaren wasn't at the bottom of the grid last season, but we saw them like freaking skyrocket
through the
season.
So this is F1.
Yeah, that's
how. Surprises.
Yeah, I know.
And hopes and dreams.
And also crushing hopes and dreams, unfortunately.
Okay.
So let's talk about hopes and dreams. Let's talk about Ollie, driver of the day.
Yes. Our 48% votes for driver of the day is first rookie driver with Ferrari since 1972.
Yeah, it's been a long time since they've allowed a rookie to drive, right? Obviously, the circumstances in this were a little bit different, but yeah, youngest kid on the grid, and he now holds the record for the most points scored in a race for a teenage driver. Very cool.
Very cool. Yeah. And also, if you look at the list of fastest laps for this race, he was actually number 5 behind Lewis.
He totally deserved that. And there's going to be a lot of hype behind, like, there's already been a lot of hype behind him, but I feel like it's going to be this whole Liam Lawson thing again, where it's like, oh, wow.
That driver.
Yeah,
absolutely. Like,
especially with the grid having not changed in 2 years. You know, nothing's moving. And so it was nice to see him get this chance and Liam Lawson get that chance last season, right? It sucks that it's because the actual drivers are in the hospital, but it's...
Also, like, again, hopes and dreams. I can just imagine the conversations going on right now with 13 drivers not having a contract by the end of the year. Like, his name's going to be put in there. Like, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, it's going to...
He did pretty good. Like, 7th on your...
Yeah, he started... he was so close to Q3,
Yes, he was close to Q3
in qualies. And then he climbed 4 places. I don't know if you heard his radio, but he was like, at this pace, do you think Norris can catch up to us? Norris and Lewis. And they were based on the pace at that time. It looked like he might have to do some defending in the last few laps. But he pulled it out and stayed in front of both of them and didn't have to fight too much in those last few laps. So
a good product of the Ferrari Academy.
Amen. I know. So,
but yeah.
So it worked out for him, missing out on his F2 pole.
He's probably going to put this in his bedroom and just stare at it for the rest of his life. But who knows? Maybe there'll be more after that.
That hug with his dad after, it was just so wholesome.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah. Sweet and real. And just like,
you were telling me he's the reserve for Haas as well.
Yes, he's a reserve driver for Haas and Ferrari, both driving a Ferrari engine.
You know what? They did pretty good this race, too.
Yes.
Yeah. They pulled
Haas
it out.
Drivers.
Like, Hülkenberg got himself a point.
Pretty good teamwork there.
Yeah, with Magnussen having those two penalties that
really pushed his teammate up until just to get to 10th place and 1 point for Haas.
Yeah, one of the commentators was saying he was screwing up everybody else's race, but he was being a team player, man.
Yes, that's his strategy.
And really, there's no points from 11th to 9th or
so to
20th.
So it's like, it doesn't really matter. There's also just shakeups in there, so who knows with having a new team principal too.
Yeah, so the podium, two Red Bulls and a Ferrari again.
Once again.
Yeah, switched out the driver, but I'm okay with that again. Perez getting that 5 second penalty. There was a little glimmer of hope there for a little bit. You're like,
yes,
if Charles stays close enough, we might actually have a race here. But yeah, with Norris holding off Leclerc for so long too, once Leclerc got in front and once Perez got more than 5 seconds out, it was like, okay, that's the podium. Let's watch the rest of the race. You know, I had friends texting me this morning, boring.
Oh,
like, you know what? It depends on what you're watching.
Yes.
Right? If you're watching for first and sometimes second, yeah, it's going to be boring.
You got to see the elements. We got our first DNF, our first safety car. It's those things. And like
a shakeup with the reserve driver coming in. Like that.
Yes.
I think there were a lot of, you're right, elements in there. Not a crazy race for first. And we know what the championship might look like. But I guess, yeah, it just depends on what you're watching for, right?
What is it that you like? And if that's what you like, then yes, maybe it might
it's gonna
be boring.
A boring season. Yeah. Obviously, it's not the first time that a team has dominated for years, and it's probably not going to be the last time, right? So just depends where Adrian Newey ends up next time, right? I enjoyed it. So.
I thought it was pretty good. Yeah. I did like all of those unexpected scenarios, but that's what I like about F1 is...
Oh, I fully agree. There's a lot of background noise and a lot of drama happening.
Yes,
off the scenes
the juice.
Too. So, it's nice.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. Okay, the race is done. What's happening?
What did they say in the radio? What happened in this one? What did they say in the cool down room?
Oh my gosh!
What happened
Max
with
Verstappen podcast? It was really bad after the Vegas race. It's Verstappen and Leclerc and Perez. Always looks like Sergio is just this third wheel, kind of like.
Oh,
what are you guys talking about?
No, I get what you're saying, but I never really figured out how to name it. But yes, you called it.
It's just like he's kind of just awkward. Like, can I sit with you guys?
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. I like that you said that.
Yeah, anyways, the three of them, what do you think about the champagne?
Just a little bit of improvement. Yeah. Sorry. I don't know.
It's still not like it
It's not like before. I Googled it. Is that cold? How cold is that? Unfortunately, I can't find the temperature and how cold it is. I mean, they're drinking it, so my guess is it's probably at least somewhat refreshing.
And then, they show a little bit of the rest of the grid coming out of their cars. And, Lewis Hamilton going up to Ollie.
I really respect that man.
Yeah.
Just his manners and just kind of driver he is. And this is not me fangirling over Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah, he's just a class act.
But
it's
just,
hard.
You know, being a team player or just a driver, being part of an institution, it's just, I just respect that so much. And for anyone that's watching it, I just hope that they, you know, feel something.
You know, it sucks because he has so many haters because he dominated for so long, right? And the same with how Verstappen has so many haters now. But like with Hamilton, it's a lot of people see that and say, oh yeah, he's doing it for the cameras and, you know, like that it's all for show. And it sucks.
And when Oliver Bearman stepped out, like he walked to him and gave him a hug. It was just like just so sincere and just full of support. And
oh my gosh, I can't wait to see. Like, I don't think this is the last we've seen of him. Like, I mean, Carlos has 2 weeks to recover before Australia, but like even if Carlos does come back, I don't think this is the last we'll see of Ollie in F1.
I'll put my money on it.
He's done amazing. But yeah, thanks for tuning in, guys. So the next race isn't until Australia, so I'm gonna have to fill in a couple of the basics episodes until then. But are you joining me in 2 weeks?
You're so funny. I think so. Maybe. We'll see. I'll do my best.
Yeah.
I'd love if you'd have me. I'll come. Sorry.
We got a commitment. Thank you so much for joining me, Michaela. I so appreciate it.
And take care, everyone.
as the checkered flag waves for this episode, we thank you for tuning in. Whether you're listening from the grandstands or your living room couch, we appreciate you spending your valuable time with us. Tune in next time for more fun. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss out. Catch you at the next pit stop.